Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about branchial cysts. You can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/branchialcyst or in the ENT section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. A branchial cyst is a congenital abnormality that arises when the second branchial cleft fails to properly form during fetal development. This leaves a space surrounded by epithelial tissue in the lateral aspect of the neck. This space can fill with fluid. This fluid-filled lump is called a branchial cyst. Branchial cysts arising from the first, third, and fourth branchial clefts are also possible, although they're much more rare. And most branchial cysts arise from the second branchial cleft. Branchial cysts present with a round, soft, cystic swelling beneath the angle of the jaw and the sternocleidomastoid muscle in the anterior triangle of the neck. This swelling will transilluminate with light, as there's fluid filling the cyst that transmits light throughout the cyst. To transilluminate the cyst, hold a pen torch flat against the skin and watch as the whole thing lights up. Branchial cysts tend to present after the age of 10 years, most commonly in young adult when the cyst becomes noticeable or infected. A quick Tom tip for you. Branchial cysts may appear in exams as a differential diagnosis of neck lumps in teenagers or as part of a neck examination in an OSCE. Remembering the key features will help you distinguish it from other causes of neck lumps in your exams. It is situated just anterior to the sternocleidomastoid muscle, and it's round and soft and will transilluminate with light. Let's talk in more detail about sinuses and fistulas. A sinus is a blind-ended pouch. A fistula is an abnormal connection between two epithelial surfaces. It's worth remembering these two definitions as they're quite commonly tested. A branchial cleft sinus describes when the branchial cyst is connected via a tract to the outer surface of the skin. There will be a small hole visible in the skin beside the cyst. There may be a noticeable discharge from the sinus. A branchial pouch sinus describes when the branchial cyst is connected via a tract to the oropharynx. A branchial fistula describes when there's a tract connecting the oropharynx to the outer skin surface via the branchial cyst. Sinuses and fistula pose an increased risk of infections in the branchial cyst as they're a way for pathogens to get in. So how are branchial cysts managed? Conservative management may be appropriate where the branchial cyst is not causing any functional or cosmetic issues. Surgical excision may be considered where recurrent infections are occurring, there's diagnostic doubt about the diagnosis, or it's causing other functional or cosmetic issues. Thanks for listening to this episode on branchial cysts. A big thank you to Harry Watchman, as always, for perfectly editing the podcast. I hope you join us for the next series of the Zero to Finals podcast, where we'll talk about pediatric orthopedics, and we'll start with an episode on fractures.